A poll by Irish broadcasters RTE and TG Cahir showed about two-thirds of Irish people would support a united Ireland. Some 3,000 people were asked whether they would vote for or against a united Ireland if a vote were held tomorrow. David Hunter is news editor at Q Radio in Northern Ireland and is on the line from Belfast. Tell us more about the poll, David.
So, Keith, this was quite an interesting poll, and it came just sort of after the local government and European elections last week. And as you say, about 3,000 people were asked in total. Around 65% of those people came back and indicated that they would vote in favour of a united Ireland if a referendum was to be held right now. Around 19% said that they wouldn't. So those results, when you look at them in a stark figure like that, seem very significant. But what you have to remember is this poll was in the Republic of Ireland, and any decision on a united Ireland, of course, would have to include Northern Ireland, which is governed by the UK government, not the Irish government, and which has a much more divisive history. So it would make it slightly more difficult to carry out a similar poll, and I would say a lot more difficult to get similar results.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very fair point. How easy would it be for Northern Ireland to leave the UK and join the Republic of Ireland?
As things stand at the minute, to put it pretty bluntly, probably very difficult, nearing on impossible. You have to remember the history of Northern Ireland. So we have very divisive politics here where, you know, a lot of the population in Northern Ireland would consider themselves to be Irish and would probably vote in favour of a united Ireland. But you have to remember that over half the population in Northern Ireland consider themselves to be British, and they're from a unionist background, and they would be very much in favour of staying a part of the United Kingdom. So to persuade both communities of the argument for a united Ireland would be very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear now Britain is trying to leave the EU, and we see how difficult that is. I mean, how have attitudes about unification changed since Britain voted 3 years ago to leave the EU?
Well, Brexit has been the spanner in the works on both sets of the argument. So those who would consider themselves Irish in Northern Ireland are obviously saying that the whole issue of the border in the Brexit talks is so controversial and so messy that wouldn't it just be easier to have a united Ireland, to be one country, to stay in the EU? Remember, Northern Ireland voted to remain in the EU whole. Mm-hmm. So that's their argument. But those on the other side of the scale are saying Northern Ireland's place is in the United Kingdom, and why should we disrupt that just because of Brexit? And you have to remember as well, in the context of this, one of the largest political parties in Northern Ireland, the DUP, are propping up the UK government. So they very much have the sort of handles on the grips of negotiations in London with Theresa May, and they're able to say to her, our position is we should be in the United Kingdom. There is no need to have an exit poll as such. And the power to hold a referendum on Irish unity is essentially with the UK government. It's the Northern Ireland Secretary of State who has that power. But they will only ever exercise that power if they think there is significant enough support for a united Ireland. And with the DUP holding their strings in Westminster, they're hearing that the message is definitely not. And as well as that, in all the chaos and all the midst of Brexit, and you have to remember as well, in Northern Ireland, we don't even have a functioning devolved government at the minute. And we haven't done for about 2 years. So the whole situation at the minute is just too messy and too complicated, really, for anyone to give it any serious consideration.
OK, that's very, very interesting. Thank you very much for your expertise in that area. David Hunter, news editor at Q Radio Northern Ireland.
All right, no worries, Keith.